This is breaking news from the new WMUN 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa. Play WMUN.
Eclipse 2024. From the WMUN News Desk, I'm Steve Lindell. We are going to literally walk live outside of our building, south side of Muncie. Welcome to Totality in Moments. As you've been hearing us talk about, for the city of Muncie, Totality begins at 3:07 and 36 seconds. It will end at 3:11 and 19 seconds. Everything's different depending on where you are in, it's the great state of Indiana. I think I'm reasonably sure, that we are live on the radio. I'm doing this with many people in our building and outside our building. As you would imagine, people are curious. I'm walking down the hallway right now, live on WMUN, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams and all the rest. And I'm going to give you a radio view of what you're already seeing, of course. Now, I'm just going to now step outside. And as many or maybe all of you are seeing and feeling, it is an eerie sort of a light right now. Walking out into our backyard, I just glimpsed up at the sun. That's probably not a good idea. Dr. McCreese will be on WMUN tomorrow morning with various factoids about what you need to know about staying safe after the eclipse. He'll be talking more about the safety aspect of this. If you've got those eclipse glasses, you probably have been and are wearing them right now. If you're driving in your car, we'd like to repeat the realities of law enforcement. Indiana State Police Scott Keegan, the sergeant, the PIO, the sheriff Tony Skinner, and I'm sure Chief Nathan Sloan and all the rest of the Muncie Police law enforcement throughout Madison County and all of LBC land, do not pull over to the side of the road. Here's what's going to happen now. We're looking at the clock. It's 3:02 plus or minus 3:02. Totality hits for Muncie at 3:07 and 36 seconds. That is when the moon will completely block the sun from our vantage point. As I look outside the front road in front of our building here, I see just a handful of cars. I think most everybody is either where they want to be or perhaps they aren't interested in paying attention to it. And that's okay too, of course. But to say this is a rarity is an understatement. We like to bring you moments on the radio that, don't come up very often. Well, this one will not happen again in our lifetime. I think I remember the notes. 2099 will be the next one for the Muncie and Indiana area, North America portions of, for another total solar eclipse. So to say this is unique is certainly a huge understatement. Steve Lindell, live on WMUN News Radio, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. Next hour, Mark Forster has the Power Hour. I'm pretty sure he's going to talk about the big ball game tonight, Boiler Up, which is kind of interesting, too, by the way. As I look around our property, I see some neighbors nearby our WMUN studio on the south side of Muncie. And I see them with their lawn chairs out in their backyards, all facing towards the sun as it is now partially blocked. I see a plane flying over, a jet. It is a passenger jet very high in the sky. I can only imagine what that might look like. This is WMUN coverage outside of our building on the south side of Muncie. Steve Lindell. Our staff is gathered around the backside of the building. They've arranged for a staff cookout and gathering back there. And it is an exciting moment and a little eerie. Our outdoor lights have just turned on. That is pretty weird. Our outdoor lights have just turned on. It's dark enough. Totality does not hit the Muncie area, anyway, until 3:07 p.m. We're live on WMUN right now in the back parking lot. The reason we're doing this is because we can. Kevin Swain is just coming back from an appearance at the Prairie Creek Reservoir. You were out there. What's it like? Tell us what you saw out there at Prairie Creek, Kevin.
We saw a lot of people having fun. They had a lot of bounce houses and stuff like that going on.
What kind of crowd did you see? Was it hard to tell?
It was
spread out.
Yeah, very spread out because, you know, you had some people at the beaches, you had some down at the campground. You know, look like everybody's having a good time, though.
Enjoy your cookout there. Sean Mattingly is standing by. Come on over here, Sean. I just want to get you involved with the live WMUN broadcast. This is also known as Shaq Mattingly. The basketball goal is gone. I guess with the lighting right now, that would negatively impact your ability to make shots, wouldn't it?
Not so much. I'll just close my eyes and make some shots backwards over my head.
So what are you thinking? What do you explain to our listeners if they're not looking up right now, what it's like and what you're thinking and seeing when you see this?
The color of the light is really strange right now. First it turned kind of orangey, yellowy, and now it's dark. And of course there's a lot of smoke on site, but I think that's from the cookout.
Absolutely, cookout. Let's walk back here to our staff. I see a movie maker, Thomas Peek, is standing by here. Thomas, head over here right now. Family gathered, and I imagine the kiddos are having a good time with watching this with you, huh? The
kids are having a blast.
And you, could you make a movie about this by chance? Or maybe you have that bouncing through your brain right now.
I'm thinking about it as we speak, Steve.
Exciting stuff. Hold on, let me walk over here. We're in the backyard. Jay Chapman is standing right there. I'm interested to hear what your thoughts are, sir. First of all, Paul Poteet has worked out.
It's almost here. One of the things I just overheard is a young boy was asking his father, can you explain to me what happens when the eclipse really takes place?
Well, yeah, the moon blocks the sun.
No, he says, no sun.
Oh, geez. The comic stylings of Jay Chapman, everybody. Now, as I look up, and I'm not supposed to look without the glasses, I know we're live on WNUN. I can now see a star. Can you see that? Our outdoor lights here in the building outside, south side of Muncie, they have turned on minutes and moments ago. It is really starting to get dark now. It's 3:07. That is totality right there, or maybe seconds away. Listen to the crowd. Now, as Dr. McCreese has told you on WMUN, it is safe to take off your glasses during totality. I think we're there right now. For the moments that you have, and this is when you might be able to snap a photo with your phone. You might be able to, oh, this is just absolutely fantastic. We're live on WMUN, WLBC, Wolf Boom Radio. I'm Steve Lindell. I see stars in the middle of the day. I see the absolute total blackout of the sun right now. This will not happen again until 2099. Everybody seeing this, everybody experiencing this right now, this is unbelievable. As we mentioned, Paul Poteet does our weather. He predicted that we would have a nice sky for this, and we are. And it is working out gloriously. I find out also through various sources and resources that we have a whole lot of people at Minnetrista. We have a whole lot of people on the property at the fairgrounds in Muncie and Prairie Creek out there. Dustin and Grant Guy and everybody else with nicknames is having a good time out there. Right now, again, as we're live on WMUN, I'm looking off in the distance. You could see a couple of planes, you know, jets way off in the distance. And I'm just imagining what they are seeing and sensing from their vantage point. This is live WMUN coverage. It is 3:09. And we are live on the 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and the free streams and all the rest. In the middle of total darkness, in the middle of the day. Wow. Now, let's see here. Check our clock. It is 3:09. Our totality ends at 3:11 and 19 seconds. So just like 2 minutes left of totality as the moon, you may have heard me talking about this on the air this morning. The moon starts at 1,700 miles per hour and accelerated through the day to 1,850 miles per hour as the blockade by the moon of the sun occurs and has occurred. This is the totality of the eclipse 2024. I'm looking at my unofficial clock at 3:10 p.m. I'm watching while we are live. Steve Lindell on WMUN from Wolf Boom Radio. 3:11 and 19 seconds is when totality ends. And once again, now for safety's sake, your glasses need to be back on when the totality ends. Even that first little glimpse of the bright light coming from the side of the sun as the moon continues moving across the face. Dr. McCreese told us several times that moment, your eyes now have adjusted to the darkness, and that moment is when your eyes can be and will be damaged if you're not wearing those glasses. Right now it's 3:11. I'm telling you to put your glasses back on. So 3:11 and 19 seconds is when the totality ends. So in seconds, the danger of that return to bright light is going to start happening. It's not instantaneous. There, you can just see right now, if you look up quickly without the glasses, which you're not supposed to do, there comes the brightness of the day. Oh my gosh, look at that. That is unbelievable. Steve Lindell live on WMUN. This is an absolutely fantastic moment. And here comes the sun once again. The totality is now ended for the city of Muncie. Now, this will continue. The process continues until 4:24 in the afternoon. That's how long it'll take for the moon to continue moving away from the block of the sun. You can see now there's no way you can look up with just your eyes with no protection. And again, if you don't have those protection glasses on, you better have them on right now. Do not look back up at that sun. This is where it becomes dangerous. Tomorrow morning on WMUN Radio on Delaware County Today, 8 to 9 a.m., that is when Dr. McCreese will be on. 8:30 is the time that he'll join me in the studio, and a large part of our conversation then will have to do with what to do if. Maybe you're seeing spots. Maybe you are having trouble with how your eyesight is working or so on and so forth. I'm a little out of breath, a little bit overwhelmed by what I just saw back in the building now and walking back into our WMUN studio. That concludes our coverage of the total solar eclipse. Thank you for listening, and we join our regular programming already in progress on WMUN.